I found some more audio on my father, and this particular piece talks about how important it is in establishing subjective points of reference with inanimate matter first. Inanimate matter consists of energy, subatomic particles, atoms, and molecules. And one would think that because there are few levels of energy radiation, they would be easier to detect. But the contrary is true. Because there are so few levels of energy radiation, it's more challenging to detect information that has to do with inanimate matter than it is to detect information that has to do with, let's say, plant life or animal life or other human beings, because the more complex the matter form, the more energy radiation there is, and the easier it is for our intelligence to sense or become attuned to it or be more in rapport with it. We are more in rapport with plant life than we are with inanimate matter. We are more in rapport with animal life than we are with plant life because we have so much in common. And we're the most in rapport with the human body and mind because we are totally in rapport with that particular life form. So the more energy radiation, the easier it is to detect information, problems, abnormalities, whatever it may be, and then, yes, make corrections along the way. So here's my father talking about establishing points of reference.
We need to consider the most difficult areas to work in, then less difficult, then easiest level to work in, or dimensions, or kingdoms. Well, the inanimate matter kingdom that contains the least amount of intelligence is the one that's most difficult to operate in with imagination. Now, less difficult would be the plant kingdom. Less difficult will be the animal kingdom, and the easiest of all will be the human kingdom, human life kingdom. So once we function this manner, we end up practicing in the kingdom that is easier because it contains the largest amount of intelligence. Now the inanimate matter kingdom contains the least amount of intelligence, but we'd like to start with the most difficult and end up with the easiest and start practicing and developing proficiency, functioning in the easiest dimension, the human body and mind kingdom. But in order to start off and practicing imagination, we want to imagine within the inanimate matter kingdom. What do we mean within the inanimate matter kingdom? Okay, let's say you have a rock, a stone. Let's say you hold it in your hand and you look at it. Well, I mean, you can go as far, so we know how you can go. How far can you go looking at a rock with your sense of sight? Well, we know that there's a microscope that is an extension of your perception of sight that projects further into the rock, but up to a certain point, and now more than that, where you're going as far as you could with your microscope even then. Even if it's an electronic microscope, it can now go all the way. It stops somewhere between the deepest innermost and the outermost levels. So let's say that you cannot go as deep as you could go with your mind, let's say. Now, mentally, after looking at the rock with your sense of sight, you're touching it, and then you close your eyes, roll them slightly upwards, and imagine that you have projected yourself into the rock. Now that this is imagination now. What is imagination? Doing something for the first time. Creating something that you've never done before. Seeing something does not exist. Creating a condition here of mind that never existed before. You had never projected yourself inside a rock. Can you imagine that? With mind, you can do so. Let's suppose that you say, okay, I'm inside the rock. You want to say so. With your eyes closed, your slightly upwards, you say, I'm inside the rock. Now, if I could see here, the intensity of light and what color of light do I perceive? Imagine that there's light inside the rock. Whatever your imagination tells you, that's what it is. Imagine the color and intensity of light inside the rock. Whatever you imagine, that's what it is for you. You see, you're establishing a point of reference of how to detect information inside a rock, how to detect what's going on inside a rock. First of all, you wanted to know about light. Now, what about, the sense of smell? How does it smell inside the rock as compared to being outside the rock? Try and figure out, I'm inside the rock. Now I'm using my sense of smell. What do I perceive with my sense of smell? Whatever your imagination tells you, that's what it is for you in relation to your experience as being inside a rock. Now, sense of smell, we already have. Sense of light, we already have. Sense of taste, for instance. If I were to taste, what do I perceive how it tastes like? We want to use all of our senses here. Our sense of taste, sense of smell, sense of sight. Now, how solid is this material? The sense of touch. I want to be able to touch it inside. I want to imagine I'm placing my hand inside this rock. What do I perceive? Is it smooth? Is it rough? Is it warm? Is it hot? Is it cold? Is it cool? Whatever my imagination tells me there, when I'm looking for that information, that's what it would be for me at this dimension. Now, the same thing can be said for sound. How can we test for sound? Well, imagine that you fold your hand, like you're knocking on somebody's door, and knock inside the wall, inside the rock. Knock inside this rock, as though you're knocking on a wall. What kind of a sound would you expect to get reflected back at you? Try to think about that. You're inside the rock. What kind of reflection do I get back if I did knock on this wall that's made of rock? Whatever your imagination tells you, that's what it will be for you as a point of reference in the future, you see, we say. Because later on, you can distinguish this type of a rock to any other type of material if you have gone projected mentally using your imagination in a piece of wood, for instance. How would this be different from when you were inside the rock? Let's say you have a desk so thick. Let's say you went inside the thick part of the desk, inside the piece of material, inside the lumber, inside the wood. Now you're inside the wood, using your imagination. How does this differ from when you were inside a piece of rock or inside the rock? Use your imagination for the intensity of light and color of light. The same thing we'll do for sense of taste, sense of touch, sense of hearing. The whole works. Using your imagination, directing your five senses, what are you going to perceive when you have imagined being inside a rock or inside a piece of wood? Now, this is using your imagination. This is starting to enhance your faculty to imagine. Imagination and visualization are faculties that you can use when you're detecting information in the world of the mind. We cannot detect it in the world of the body. You're like you cannot detect FM, for those who know radio, when you're on AM, or vice versa. This is how we cannot detect information that's in space, transmitted by radio or by television. We need a special instrument to detect that information and to convert it to where we can detect it. So keep on practicing and how to use this dimension to solve our problems with.
So there, you heard it from the man yourself. Practice, practice, practice. If you want to get really good with your intuition and be able to sense information beyond the barriers of time or space, then you're going to practice.